get ready to uncover, develop, and celebrate the greatest you you can be. Welcome to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Sabrina is a holistic health and wellness advocate, consultant, encourager, and therapist here to help you dive into self-care so you can be your own greatest advocate. Could you use a little direction? Sabrina takes a holistic, multifaceted approach. No part of your well-being is left behind. We all want to feel healthy, happy, and whole. So let's get to it. The Live the Good Life Show starts now.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sabrina Wright, and you're listening to Live the Good Life Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and listen in as we provide you tools and resources to help you live a good life. Today, I'm honored. I have Jen Simpson here to discuss surrounding yourself with happiness. So let's welcome Jen Simpson of Jen Simpson Design. Hello, Jen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I'm so glad that you're able to join me today.
Thank you. I'm super excited to be here.
So Jen, this may seem like kind of a, you know, an unusual question, but we've been talking over the past month or so about surrounding yourself with happiness. And what I want to know is, what does living a good life mean for you?
So living a good life for me means being happy and enjoying my life to the fullest, in living in the moment, enjoying the small things, being with my family, understanding how to take care of myself, knowing I have the tools to do it. That way I can enjoy my life and be happy and then spread it towards other people as well.
And has this been a journey for you, or was this something that you had modeled in your home as you were growing up?
So this has been a journey for me. It was a learning process, and I feel it'll always be a journey for me, in the fact that I'm always working on it. I always have it in my mind, and I'm always like working towards my goals and keeping it in the forefront.
Okay. And for your personal goals, do those include your entire life, to include your business? Do you have it separated out? It sounds like it might be like you're really super organized.
I try to be organized, but in reality, it kind of all meshes together. Like my husband and I have a business together, so we work at home. The kids are home some days they're not. So we're constantly like trading and switching. So it's keeping those, both of those pieces balanced together. Okay. So the process is like planning out the day and knowing how to execute it with all the different elements coming together in my life.
So you wear many hats.
Yes.
You're a mom, you're a wife, you're a entrepreneur, you're a marketer, you're a wedding planner. Is that right?
Stationery. Yeah. So invitations, save the dates, all of the paper goods for day of, that whole branded aspect of the wedding.
And you're the creative part of that, aren't you?
Yeah.
Which takes more energy and a lot, and a different brain, if you will, being that creative.
Yeah, I do all of the graphic design. I do all of the front end work. I work with all of our clients. I create all of the semi-custom and custom suites, all of our branding, all of that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
But it's super fun. It's awesome to be able to do all those things, and all of those little things come together and create our company. And it's what like kind of brings it to life, which is like the coolest thing for me, is knowing that like I'm creating this, this is mine, and then I can show it to everyone else.
Have you always had an entrepreneurial spirit?
Yeah, I think I have. When I was little, I used to make jewelry and sell it at garage sales. My dad made like stands for me, and I would sell my jewelry at garage sales, and I would sell my jewelry in school that I would make. So yes, I have always been an entrepreneur.
Perfect. How fun. That's great. I can remember, you know, the lemonade stands and also doing yard work and paper routes and all of these independent things. What would you say that the biggest skill was that you learned from all of that?
Probably being able to put myself out there, like, and not being afraid of putting myself out there. Cause I could, you know, I definitely enjoy being able to like stay, you know, behind my computer and behind Instagram and all of that. But then like, also you need to like be at meetings and you need to express yourself, and you are your business. So being able to be confident and learning that skill to work with people and yeah.
Well, if you wouldn't mind, I was wondering if you would share with our audience and all of our listeners your story about how this business and how this message of happiness began in your life.
Definitely. So my husband and I started this business a little over 10 years ago. It started with our wedding. I was in graphic design, and I always knew like I wanted to eventually have a business, my own business. And so I started creating our invitation, and I put some designs on Etsy, and it kind of like snowballed. And we were like, you know what, this could go someplace. This could be something. So, and that's when like it sparked, and my husband was in on it. He was ready to help. He does all the production work, all the taxes, all the shipping, all the stuff that I'm not like as into. So he was like the other half ready to go. And we started this, and we started on Etsy, and we grew on Etsy, and then we grew locally, and it kind of flourished into this full-time business for both of us. So I've been full-time probably about 8 years now and loving it. And it's been amazing. And then, you know, over the events of last year, we needed to kind of do a pivot. Weddings had always been our main source of income. That was our main focus, always weddings. And it's awesome. It's great getting to work with couples and getting to share their joy and like their excitement for their wedding. And it's so romantic. It's a really fun process to be in, just being a part of their day. But so with last year, you know, COVID, all of that, weddings were getting postponed, weddings were getting canceled, and we saw our business like dwindling. And we were like thinking of different things that we could do. And a lot of people in the industry and outside of our industry have kind of done like a pivot. And so that's kind of like what we decided to do. And we did, we created a stationery line with notebooks and notepads. And I wanted to take my love and my style that I have in my wedding invitations, which is very much like ethereal romance inspired pieces, into this other line. So basically like take all of those wedding luxury elements into this other line. So I started creating all of the journals, and then I thought, hey, you know, I've always wanted to share my journey that I went through. And so this is the perfect way for me to do it. So since I had always journaled and everything, I was like, I'm going to make this gratitude journal, this happiness journal, so that I can share my story with everyone of how to kind of like learn to be happy and learn that you have the tools and the power to overcome anxiety or stress or things that are going on in your life without medication and with things that you can do yourself, which is like journaling, which is a huge tool. So a little bit about my story. Like you said, I like to be organized. I like to have my set ways and things. And I was very comfortable in that. My husband and I were doing our business. We had everything how we wanted it to be. And then enter my son. it was a new experience for me. I had never been a mom. I had never been around kids. I didn't know what was going to happen. So we had the fall, which was our slow time. And I was able to, you know, get used to my new role. I was able to get used to balancing work, balancing being with my son and all of that. But I knew that we were going to get busy right after the holidays. And in my head, that was kind of like doomsday for me. It was like building up for me. It was, I'm okay handling this right now and I'm getting by. But as soon as, you know, the holidays are over and we start getting busy, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I don't know how I'm going to handle this. And so that kept ruminating in my mind. And that's what I was thinking about until that time came. And when that time came, that is when everything that I had thought came true, because I allowed it to. I had thought everything that in my head that I was thinking was going to happen. And I allowed that to happen. And that's when I had my first panic attack. And I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know how to cope with the situation. I was very unsure and I was super scared. So I did what I thought was the next natural process. I went to go see a doctor because I thought there was something wrong with me. I need somebody to help me. So of course I go to the doctor seeking out some sort of help, and they're like, medication, we can give you anxiety medication and that's going to help you. So I was like, yes, my problems are solved. This is going to be the fix. And so I took the medication expecting things to be fine. And I was still not eating, not sleeping, making myself sick, worrying over how am I going to get these things done, not knowing what the next steps were. This went on for about a year or so. My mom came out to see me and we decided I need to get off this medication and I need to find a different way to do things. That's when I went to go see a therapist. I started learning that, hey, I don't have to believe everything my mind tells me. Just because my mind has these thoughts running through it doesn't mean that I need to hold on to those thoughts and believe them as true. I can choose a different way of looking at something, or I can choose to reframe this situation and see it in a better way or a more helpful way. And that was the turning point for me of really understanding, hey, I don't need to fear being too busy, not being able to get things done, etc. I can get help. I can have someone watch the kids. I can, you know, do this. I can go meditate and calm myself down and do some deep breathing exercises. I can write in my journal and focus on those good pieces that I have gotten out of my head. So that way I can flip what I'm thinking and not be so overwhelmed. So that's where the whole journaling process came about, because it really like let me get those thoughts that are like expanding in my head and overwhelming me out onto paper. So then I can see, hey, this isn't such a big deal after all. And hey, I can fix this easily, or I can flip it around and really learn from it. And then something good's going to come out of it. So learning those tools and knowing that I can get help and I can calm down by meditation is what the turning point was for me. So then in that, I knew that I wanted to share that with everyone else, because I know that there's so many people that are probably in that situation like I was, that they didn't have the tools and they don't know how they can get help. And so these are super simple things to be able to help. And so
sure. I can remember for myself growing up as well, that the more things I became interested in and the more things I wanted to do, there was some underlying thought that I had to do it all by myself.
Right. And I feel like that's like, I don't know, like when you start building all of these roles, like having your own business and then having a family or, you know, whatever roles you take on, you feel like, okay, this is mine. This is what I need to do. And I need to do it myself. But like, yeah, reaching out or knowing that you can get help from somebody is a huge load off. Like, I don't need to just keep all of this stuff inside, or I don't need to just try and get all this stuff done by myself. Like, I can get help and it's okay.
Oh, it's even the best.
It does feel so good.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because even if you're the person that's helping someone else, you're not only giving them a gift of your help, but you're being helped out all at the same time.
Yeah.
It's really remarkable. So would you say that society put that thought in your head that you have to take care of everything by yourself? Or was it a sense of, you know, this is my responsibility. This is something that I'm invested in. I need to be responsible for every aspect of it and just move forward.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both. Like for my business, like for the business side, it's very much like, this is mine. I want to be the one doing it. I want to be the one creating it. I want all hands in. For my family, and especially when my kids were very young, it's the pressures of I need to be a good mom. I need to make sure I'm there, like for my son and for my daughter all the time. I need to breastfeed them. That was a big thing too. I need to nurse them. Like I need to be the primary caregiver. I need to be the one waking up at night and feeding. Like those were all things that on top of work, you know, spiraled up and became extremely overwhelming. So I think that can be a pressure in society, just in motherhood in general, of wanting to make sure, like, you know, I want to do these things right. I want to make sure that my kid starts off in the best possible start.
Sure. Sure. Wow. What a story to get you to where you are today. It's time for a break, so I just want to let everybody know that you're listening to Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright, and we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will explore more about this fascinating subject of journaling. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. It's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com. Tales from the Merworld with Amira Bass, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our Earth bodies? Amira Bass' Tales from the Merworld Radio holds safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Bass, for Tales of the Merworld Radio.
Are you a feminine entrepreneur and you're tired of being stuck in the making just enough money trap? I hear you. I'm Julie Steelman, and I just released a brand new masterclass about how to unlock the three secrets to creating a financial breakthrough in your business. Come on over to calledbyfreedom.com. I'm going to walk you through the three things you need to do to create that financial breakthrough you've been craving. Come on over to calledbyfreedom.com.
We're back on Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright, and my guest today is Jen Simpson, who's talking with us about the power of journaling. But before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to get in contact with you, Jen. Would you give us your information?
Yeah, so you can go to our website. It's jensimpsondesign.com. I can also be reached at Jen Simpson Design on Instagram and Facebook.
Great. Jen, I got to tell you that I am just so grateful for your happiness journal. I actually received one as a gift this last Christmas, and your prompts and your format are delightful. I personally have been a longtime journaler, and so I've seen a lot of different formats over my lifetime, and I can remember starting with Dear Diary and having the key and the tab and the lock and putting it under my pillow and then making my bed so that nobody would know where it's at. But over the years, the journaling process has changed. The formats are different, and more times than not, they're pretty much blank books that have a beautiful cover.
Mm-hmm.
Your happiness journal has become the perfect addition to my night routine.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is it beautiful, your paper, your covers feel so good to the touch. I mean, there's just such quality, and the product is amazing. How did you come up with the format for your happiness journal?
Yeah, so I loved the idea of a gratitude journal and a happiness journal, because that is one thing that I would always do nightly when I was going through my whole journey, and it really helped me. So bringing out, three good things from your day. So you're not thinking about, oh, this happened or that happened, but really the most important thing is like the good things that happened that day. And so my whole thing was like getting a good night's sleep too. So right before I go to bed, I want to be able to do just a quick journal, because, at this point in my life, I don't have a lot of time to write pages and pages, and that's like not what I was looking for. So my goal for this journal was three good things from today and one thing that you're grateful for. So that way you can, be reflecting on that, thinking about that, and, just remembering that those are the important things of your day, not maybe some incident that happened that you're upset about. The most important things are the good things. So that is the basis of this journal, is remembering those things and bringing those things to the forefront, especially right before bed, so that you're thinking about the happy things and you're not ruminating about some negative aspect of the day that really doesn't matter. So that's how the book is set up for you to work every day. And then it has a spot where you do your week review, where you can highlight your week, look back on it, and constructively learn or call out other positive things, maybe big events. And then at the end of every 4 week period, there's a monthly review where you kind of do the same thing, where you look back on your month and you learn, you reflect, and you grow from there. Each month section is separated by a quote that has meant something to me. Most of them are empowering, about your thoughts, about how you, if you believe in yourself and you trust yourself and you focus on the good, you can get past anything that hurdles you, anything that you have negative thoughts about. So that's pretty much how the book is built. The very first page is something that I built off of my journal from when I was going through my journey. And it focuses on things to quit. So it has a couple different prompts, 3 mantras, 5 things to quit, 5 things to remember, and your goals for the year. So these things I have at the front of the book so that you can focus on those things whenever you're feeling off center. So you focus on your happiness throughout the week and reflect on your weeks and your months. And then you always have that first page to come back to remind yourself if you're starting to kind of like get off center, off balance. Oh yeah, these are the things that really matter. These are the things I want to focus on, not some other thought that's trying to spiral me out in a different direction. So that's how our happiness journal is built and focused.
So in your lifetime and in your journey through journaling, what have you come away with about how powerful it can be, no matter where you are in life or what you're involved in, just that process of journaling?
I feel that just the process of getting things out of your head and putting it down onto a page, so then it becomes something that you can look at and you can read. And so if it's a hope or a goal, it's on paper and it's real and it's there for you to look at and it's there to remind you. If it's a worry or a thought that's negative, it's on paper so you can see it and realize just how maybe it's not that big of a worry, or maybe this is a little abstract. Is this something that's really going to happen? I think journaling really allows you to get your thoughts out of your head and onto paper so you can reread them and look at them from a different point of view. So you're looking at them not in your head where things can blow up and become, you know, either too big or overwhelming. You're getting it out onto the page, you're looking at it, and you're able to analyze it in a different way.
Right, right. I use it with a lot of my clients. I recommend that they journal, and they, at times when they become extremely overwhelmed, I just give them permission to just put everything on paper, not necessarily in order. Don't worry about making sense of it. Just write yourself out and just get it all out of your head. So we're going to take a break right now. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the actual practice of journaling. And then we're going to hear about something that you brought for everybody, all the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be back in a couple.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
I hear people say that wisdom is hard to find and a lifelong struggle to master. We live at a time where limitless wisdom is only a mouse click away, and as for mastery, there's good news here as well. Timeless Wisdom has your back. The wisdom traditions know the truth of who you really are, a limitless, magnificent, universal being. The ancient wisdom traditions are waiting to give you all the help you need. There is a beautiful Sanskrit verse, padam padam, step by step. This means that at every step, all the knowledge and energy you need is there waiting. You just have to take the next step. So remember, Timeless Wisdom has your back. Hi, I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence at Timeless Wisdom and host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Learn how to take your next best step with my Fuse program. Buy my book, Conscious Confidence, at consciousconfidence.com today and get started.
Hi, I'm Ambrosia.
And I'm Alexa.
And we are the hosts of Inner Bloom Podcast.
A podcast about spirituality and intuitive development.
Together, we utilize our intuitive gifts and our own personal life experiences to empower you to live an extraordinary life.
Check us out and subscribe at innerbloompodcast.com.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit TheDivineGuidanceGift.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Hello, we're back on Live the Good Life Show with my guest, Jen Simpson, and we're talking about journaling and how it works and benefits our lives. And Jen has a gift for everybody. She has a promotion. So Jen, would you share what you've brought today?
I do. We have one of our happiness journals to give away today.
Perfect. And we just want you to go into therightbalance.com and sign up for our mailing list before noon today. And we're going to pick a winner.
And then also on our website, jensimpsondesign.com, we have free shipping if you buy any two journals with the code Inspire New Habits.
And Jen, what's your website?
It is jensimpsondesign.com. So that's JenSimpsonDesign.com.
Perfect. Now, the last session, we were talking about what an incredible tool journaling is. And I have found that for myself and with my clients, it's a therapy that allows us dialogue, written dialogue, to write it down, to see it on paper, to read it out loud, and then to analyze and take a look at any issues or concerns that you've been storing up here. And because we go through our day and we get overwhelmed with thoughts and interchanges and exchanges between individuals, we're managing all of that in our head, where if we put it down on paper, as you have said, mm-hmm. throughout today's conversation, it really is an opportunity to take a look at what's going on objectively. I think that for me, I think that the happiness journal has become the perfect tool to be more creative and really to help myself and to help clients look more toward what they're grateful for, the good things, as opposed to listening to the negativity that's in our head and always focusing on the negativity. I can remember growing up as a kid, and one of my teachers said that a good day is when 6 out of 10 things were good that happened to you. And if it was a 50-50 split, that's not bad. But a bad day would be when there would be 6 things or more that were negative. I love the fact that your journal allows people to be reflective, introspective, and intentional about how they view their day. Now, when I became familiar with your happiness journal, it was in December. Mm-hmm. But a lot's changed for you since then with your business and journaling. What's new?
So we had such a great response from our happiness journal, and I was like so overwhelmed with excitement that I wanted to share more. So the next journal I came out with, which is a smaller journal, is called Breathe. And both of these journals are designed to complement our happiness journal. So you can have the happiness journal and then also have the Breathe journal, which is focused specifically on thought restructuring and anxiety. So it goes through writing down your anxiety triggers and learning how to cope with them, or just being aware of your triggers and situations that might put you, might activate those triggers. And then from there, my routine that I do often, sometimes I do this nightly. It kind of depends on my stress and anxiety level. But so the first part of my routine is I like to do a deep breathing meditation exercise to help calm myself down. So that's the first thing I do. It's usually in the evening after the kids are asleep, is I go through and I do my positivity meditation. And then from there, I write in my happiness journal, or I do a thought restructuring exercise. Like if I'm having a negative thought or something that I need to get out of my head, then I'll use the Breathe journal to go through and restructure those thoughts, take a look at them, just see, are they really that bad? Is there something that I can do about it? How can I make this thought a positive, or how can I see it in a more positive light? So that is our new Breathe journal. And then the next journal that we made is called Flourish, and it's more about wellness and growth. So within this journal, it's intended to be a daily journal and not necessarily in the evening. And it has spots where you can write what you're grateful for. So still focusing on your happiness and your gratitude and all the good things from your day, things that you're excited about. So whether it's work-related, family, getting yourself excited by writing those things down. And then also taking a look at like your hydration level, your mood today, your activities, because all those things can also affect your anxiety and your happiness level. Are you getting outside? Are you exercising? Are you drinking enough water? All of those things kind of help come together and can give you a better experience throughout the day. So being aware of those things, and it's kind of like a self-care activity or routine. So those are our two other journals. They're smaller. They're more of like an on-the-go size, so you can move around with them a little bit more, because our happiness journal is a full 8.5 by 11 size, and I like to keep it by my bed because it's so big. It just sits by my bed. So then when I need to reflect, I can open it up and it's right there before bedtime.
Oh, perfect. I want to let our listeners know that they have an opportunity to call into the show and ask any questions of you about journaling. And our number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So, Jen, how difficult or time consuming is it to actually establish this type of a routine?
Actually, all you need, if you're going to do a meditation in the evening, all you need is really like at tops a half hour, because I get it. I don't have a lot of time. I have maybe like an hour to myself after I put the kids to bed. So that's why in the happiness journal, it's quick. It's 4 lines. That way you are able to get it done, get it out, and reflect. And you're not having to be like, okay, I need to go through all of these prompts, multiple pages. Because I know for me, that's something that I wouldn't keep up on. I would quickly lose interest in it because I would say, I don't have enough time to do this. Or, you know, this is too much. Or it could even get overwhelming, which is not my objection at all. So I want it to be very manageable, very quick, something that just really like brings out your happy thoughts and the good things from the day.
All right. Well, one more break, Jen. And when we come back, we're going to wrap this up and hopefully we'll have a couple of phone calls for you.
Great.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Velara company. I've been using the Velara company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the energy paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The energy paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You've been listening to Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright, and my guest today is Jen Simpson. And Jen, we have a call. We have Lisa from Southern California.
Lisa, you're there?
Hi, ladies.
Hi, Lisa. Hi.
Okay, you guys, this has been fabulous. I'm really curious if you two would consider doing an online virtual workshop together.
That would be fun.
I think you two are tremendous resources, and I'm so in awe of both of you and what you do to help so many people change their lives for the better. So I just think, you know, if you guys wanted to consider doing a little virtual workshop, I think it'd be fabulous.
Wow, that's a great idea.
That is.
We're going to have to put our heads together, Jen, and put some, make this happen.
Thanks. Yeah, definitely.
That's great. Great idea.
I just think it'd be, for countless reasons, I think it'd be really, really, really beneficial to so many people. So thank you both for today. It's been wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Lisa. Gosh, I can't believe that our time is coming to a close. It's just so sad. So Jen, please let everybody know how they can get in touch with you and what you have so generously offered with your journals today.
Definitely. So we're giving away one of our happiness journals today. And then also on our website, which is jensimpsondesign.com. So JenSimpsonDesign.com, because sometimes people put the S on the end. We are doing buy any two journals, get free shipping with the code Inspire New Habits.
Oh, I like that. That's great. And really, this is such a beneficial habit to establish, and it's easy and it's quick and it's transformational. And I think what is most incredible with my clients who have begun journaling and embrace that whole process is they're more able to see their personal growth and their progress as they look back, as they look back through the weeks, the months, and even the years that they had lost sight of because of how everything in their day was all right up in front of them. And so you're dealing with things that are here instead of realizing where you've come from and how you've been on a trajectory to where you've wanted to go.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And I really appreciate how you set the happiness journal up that way for the year with that front page.
Yeah, it's something like with my first journal, it's something that I still look back on whenever I feel like I'm losing track of things that are going on, or if I feel like, I'm like off center, I still go back and visit that first journal so I can remember all of the things that I've been through and how I overcame, and being able to look back through those thoughts that I had then and knowing that I've like overcome them, and those big deals that were so taking over my mind at the time, knowing that I've, you know, gotten through that and reminding myself of that and those pieces really helps me to be like, you know what, I can do this. And I can be I can get things done that I want to get done, or I do have the time to do this. And I can be happy because look at all these good things that happened today. Look at all these good things that happened this week and this year. Like there's so many things that can get overlooked so easily. And so when they're written down, you can even go back like a year, 2 years and be like, oh my gosh, I forgot about that. But that was like the best thing ever. So that's a pretty awesome thing.
Well, and just taking a look at the fact that we're creeping up on a year that we've been responding to COVID and the challenges that it has provided. If we take a look, if we take the time, and when we do that, to see how much growth and how much good came out of a lot of restrictions, a lot of fear, a lot of unsettling thoughts, a lot of unknowns, right? We've not ever experienced anything like this in our lifetime. So we had nothing to draw from.
Definitely.
And to be able to look back and anniversary some of those milestones is really profound. And I would encourage everyone to do that, to take some time. And it's not going to be a big exercise, but just think about things that you're really grateful for right now that are new in your life, and then attribute it to some of the struggle and some of the change and some of the growth that has occurred because of our shutdown almost a year ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely. Like these journals are proof of that. If this didn't happen, I kind of take this as our silver lining. If this didn't happen, we would still be doing, you know, mainly focusing on weddings, which is great, but we would have never grown this whole new side of the business and be able to share. I would never have been able to share this story and create all these things. So I look at that as, you know, instead of looking at things in a negative light, I look at it as a positive, like this happened because of that. And this is a whole new growth for us.
The impact has incrementally, and we've talked about this on the break, it has incrementally grown from your community where you live outside to others, and not, and your audience has grown from weddings and couples to everyone.
Yeah.
Adults, children, no age limitations at all. And I just want to thank you again for joining me today. So
no
you've
problem.
Been listening to the Live the Good Life show. Yeah. So you've been, and today I've been honored and blessed, Jen, to really introduce you to my audience and to the Transformation Talk Radio listeners. And if anyone's interested in learning more about working with me and learning the tools that I use in addition to the Happiness Journal, then please go to my website, theright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com. And before we go, I just want to read a quote that really, I think, is very fitting of our conversation today, Jen, but also of life and where we're going as a global entity. And it's this. It's from Alfred Souza. For a long time, it seemed to me that life was about to begin, real life, but there was always some obstacle in the way, something to be gotten through first, some unfinished business, time still to be served, a debt to be paid. At last, it dawned on me that these obstacles were my life. This perspective, this always just gets me. It helped me to see that there is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way. So treasure every moment you have, and remember that time waits for no one. Happiness is a journey. It's not the destination. And I want to thank you again, Jen, for joining me here on Live the Good Life show. Thanks,
thank
everyone.
You so much.
Thank you for listening to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright. Tune in on the second Thursday of next month at 11 a.m. Pacific for more tips, tricks, and insights to help you invest in your best self. Find balance in your lifestyle and watch yourself evolve into who you're meant to be. For more information about Sabrina and her services, visit therightbalance.com. That's theright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.